Beto, show 954. I knew some people would take offense to me saying that I conceal carry when I walk the dog. In large part, if I confront a dog that attacks my dog and there's no other way to stop it. A woman just called and said, well, wouldn't a cattle prod be better? No, because I can't kill the dog with a cattle prod. And yes, that would be my intent, to keep my dog or me from being attacked. And you can go ahead and try and use a cattle prod. And I don't even know if you can legally carry a cattle prod. You can legally carry a gun. I think the problem goes beyond with a specific breed, pit bull. Wausau being asked to ban them because a woman and her dog was attacked. Her dog was killed. I disagree with... I think the bigger problem is you need a much bigger penalty for dogs that are allowed to run loose. That's the real problem. And I don't know how many times I'm walking my dog and a dog attacks and some big, fat, stupid person sits on their lawn. Fruffy, Fruffy, come back. At Frou-Frou, fine. What other name would you like me to make up? How about Mr. Barky Van Schnauzer? Mr. Barky Van Foo-Foo. Yeah, in more ways than one. And I have already said, you better come and get your dog right now. And I was able to kick it away a couple of times. It's going for my dog's throat. It's like, look, if we get a situation here I can't control, I'm going to control it. And if any of you are offended by that, I am willing to take my chances with the law. I think that's the biggest problem. Are people that let their dogs run loose. A law enforcement officer and a friend wrote, discharging a firearm against an attacking dog is justifiable use of a weapon, at least in my jurisdiction. It may get tested someday. Paul in Eaton. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, appreciate you taking my call. I love your program.
Thank you.
Jerry, I raised pit bulls for several years, and I didn't participate, but I witnessed a lot of pit bull matches. The difference between a pit bull and that gentleman's 150-pound Rottweiler or whatever he was is a pit bull, a 50-pound pit bull that's drawn down from, say, 80 pounds, solid muscle, will tear that Rottweiler to pieces in 10 minutes. That's the difference between a pit bull and a Rottweiler and a German Shepherd. And I currently have a Rottweiler anyway, but they're a good guard dog. Pit bulls were raised and are bred to fight other dogs.
Okay.
That's where the breed came from. They're an offshoot of a Staffordshire Terrier. That whole group, they look like pit bulls, but they're not American pit bulls. American pit bulls are bred to fight. And I got out of it because I saw a lot of people buying them weren't responsible.
But see, that's the key, Paul, is I agree that their bloodline gives them the jaw pressure and everything you're talking about. Does that mean that every pit bull is inherently aggressive and dangerous?
No, it doesn't necessarily mean that, but you have to look at their breeding. And even though I socialized my pit bulls as much as I possibly could, the reason I don't own one now is every now and then their breeding, their instincts will come into play. And I don't care who you are, you never know exactly when that's going to happen.
Okay, Bob. Kind of contradicted yourself there. Thanks a lot for the call. He does think they are inherently dangerous and unpredictable, and he raised them. We can take a few more calls on this after the news, but I've got a lot of things to get to in the next hour. 9:58.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.